finding the square root of 40. The answer is 6.324, taking the method as far as 3 decimal positions. Notice the position of the decimal point and step away from there in both directions, 2 digits at a time. Each of those pairs will lead to 1 digit of the answer. And remember, the zeros continue indefinitely. Start on the left. The first pair is 40. Find the largest square number smaller than 40, that's 36. Subtract the 36 from the 40, which leaves 4, and enter a 6 as the first digit of your answer. Next, take the 4 and bring down the next pair of digits, 00 as it happens, to make 400. We are trying to decide the second digit of our answer, and we find it like this. Use the 6, but double it, that's 12, and make that 10 times bigger, 120. Now find something, a single digit, so that 120 something times something is as large as possible, but less than 400. 123 times 3 makes 369, so 3 is the digit we want. 124 times 4 would be too big. Subtract the 369 from the 400, that's 31, and bring down the next pair of digits, so we are now aiming for 3100. The digits we have so far in the answer are 6 and 3. Double 63 and then make it 10 times bigger. That's 1260. Use the same technique as before. Find 1260 something times something that gets as close as possible to 3100 without exceeding it. Our third digit will be 2. 1,262 times 2 is 2,524. 1,263 times 3 would be too large. Subtract to leave 576. Bring down the next pair of digits. Double the digits you already have. That's 632, which doubles to make 1,264. Now look for 12,640 something times something to come as close as possible to 57,600 without exceeding it. That something is 4, check it. And so we continue until we have as many digits in our answer as we think we need. Your task is to find the next digit. The answer is on the hint page. Check you can repeat the method for other square roots that you choose. Use your calculator to check your answers, and then try to account for the method. Why does this work?